Right, so it's Reuben Warmby, real one. Reuben, can you just tell us your date of birth, please, and where you were born?
12th of August, 1914.
And you were born where?
Furness Vale, Derbyshire.
Derbyshire. And brothers and sisters?
Two sisters.
And were they older than you, or?
Youngest brother, 14 years older than me.
Older than you.
And other was 17 years older than me.
Right. You didn't have any brothers at all?
No.
Okay. What did your dad do for work?
He worked at a print works.
Yeah.
You know, print cloth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He used to get rollers ready for printing.
Yeah. And did your mum work at all?
No, she always had a little shop. She sold everything.
It was her business, her shop?
Yes, she sold everything.
Yeah. Like a little general store place? Yeah. A mini Asda place? A little general store place? Yeah, okay. And what are your first memories, Reuben, of early years?
Well, I'm only educated at Furness...
Council School.
Yeah. And that was...
I left at 14.
Okay. So your first memories are of school days?
Yes.
Yeah. So, what did you do at school? What were you good at?
Average.
So, you were average at school, Reuben. Yeah.
Yeah.
But was there anything that you liked doing more than others?
Well, I was practical. I was good at joining and metal work.
Okay. So you preferred that, did you, to sort of maths and writing and reading and those things? Okay. So what about sports? Did you do sports at all?
No, Dan. I was always working when sports were on.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
When did you start working then?
I started at a joiner's shop. I was only there 6 months and he went bankrupt.
Right.
Not because of me.
Oh.
But... Well, it went bankrupt. And then I got a job in the wireworks making car seats. And I used to put a hook on car springs.
Yeah.
And then when you thread them in netting, you squeeze that hook too and it helped hanging.
Yeah.
But my hands were green and full of cuts. So my mother said, you best leave there.
Mm.
So she bought a horse and cart and some greengrocery. And sent me out selling that.
But just go back to your first job a minute with the wire. How old were you when you first did that job?
I'm about 16.
Yeah. And so that was your first job after leaving school.
After apprentice joiner.
Yeah, that's right. Second job after leaving school. Yeah. So now your mum's bought you this
horse and cart.
With some vegetables. And she sends you out with a horse and cart. What, just around the streets?
Well, around, you know, like the villages. I used to go around villages.
Yeah. Did you have to shout out anything?
No, like? No. No, I'd rather customers, when you knocked at the door, they come out and they used, you know, they were more or less regular.
Yeah, but how did you get your customers first of all?
Well, I had to knock at doors there.
Yeah.
Before, so I'd get them going.
Yeah, right, okay. So, and then how long did you do that for?
I did that for about 12 months. And then I bought a bullnose Morris. And it had a flat on. So I did away with the horse and cart and had this motor.
A flat back jet, like a pickup truck thing?
Well, they were them, a Morris Minor, but they had a proper chassis on.
Yeah.
So you chopped cab off and put planks on and boards and made a little flat.
So how old were you when you bought that bullnose Morris then?
I was about 17.
Well, you were driving, you could drive.
I could drive, I learned myself drive.
Did you? Well, how old were you when you learnt to drive then?
17.
Because I'm not sure whether can you get a licence at 17?
1933 I had a licence.
Okay, yeah.
I've got it upstairs.
Yeah, yeah. So, But you must have made some money or earned some money out of this horse and cart vegetable business to be able to buy a car.
Well, my mother helping me.
Oh, right, okay. Okay. So now you sound as though you're quite well set up now at that age.
And then after that, my mother bought a brand new lorry. A brand new one.
A brand new which?
Lorry, a Tom Morris.
Yeah.
And it had gold writing at doors, fruit and forest, and it had a board across thing, and it had a hood on, and a sheet, everything, and it was only £269.
Right. So.
I've got Ben upstairs.
Yeah, so now you've got two vehicles in this.
Well,
only
this one.
Yeah.
This Tom one.
Yeah. What year was this, Ruby?
Well, it was just before 1940.
You got married in 1937,
yeah, then. Yeah, 1937.
This is about 1937.
Yeah.
And you haven't met Alice yet, or have you?
Well,
I'd
have met you then.
Yes, when you brought that lorry, yes.
Yes, yeah.
You were lucky, there were a lot after me.
It would probably be 1936 when you
outlived. Right. Yeah, there were a lot after you because you were a successful businessman at this time, weren't you, Ruby? Okay, so you'd met Alice then, and you got married in
1937.
Seven. Yeah. Okay. And where did you live then?
We lived at Furnish for about 6 months at my mother's house.
Yeah.
And then we moved to New Mills and we had a shop there in New Mills.
Right. Okay.
So we had that till I was called up.
Yeah. And you were called up in which year?
June 1940. And all the stuff we had, butchered down the road, bought it all off us. You know, sauce and pears and cream and everything, all shelf stuff. Mm. And paid us what we were selling it for.
That was good.
So we thought it would do us a good turn.
Yeah.
But when I used to come on leave, he had it all on a shelf covered up. And he brought it, unveiled it about a year after.
Oh, I see. So he kept it until the war started.
Yeah.
He was very shrewd then, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he sold all that at probably double what I sold it for, but he was paying me what I was selling it for.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you were called up in 1940, did you sell the two vehicles then?
No. My mother sold it while I was away.
Yeah.
Alice, she kept ringing up because she'd never been. Blokers I left in charge died.
Ah.
So Alice had never been market, so she couldn't buy.
Mm.
And she kept ringing up and asking me, and Sergeant was trying to tell me I'd fire a brown gun.
Mm.
So I said, shut up and go back to your mother. So she did.
Because we'd have, in the meantime, I'd have Brian, you see.
Yeah. Yeah, now, that's right. So you had a child at that stage.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she shut up and went back to her mother.
Yeah.
And then boss at Bakehouse, where she'd always work, come and asked her if she'd do part-time.
Mm.
So she got a job part-time.
Yeah.
Because she only got 28 shillings for her and Brian.
Right.
And I got 5 shillings.
Right. You had 5 shillings in the army.
Yeah, and you had to salute for it.
Yeah, that's right. So when you were called up, where did you have to go and report to?
Blackpool.
And what happens then, Reuben?
Well, we met all the young train and we said, we're going Blackpool and going. As soon as we got on the station, these doors opened. Come on, get out.
Yeah.
Line us all up at platform and march it up.
Yeah. So what was it like to be in the army, do you think, then, at that stage?
Well, it was awful. Because you weren't used to it, washing in cold water and shaving in cold water.
You were in tents, weren't you?
Were you living in tents at that time?
Well, we were in, there was a lot of oaks. Mm. We were last, so we were in a tent.
Yeah.
And I were always last on parade because we had rolled tents up all around.
He
used to get on to me for being last every morning. And we had a gas mask in one of them cardboard boxes and it was swinging around the neck.
But so when you went in, when you reported to the army, they gave you all your equipment, did they?
Yes.
So what did you get?
You got a suit. Yeah. Tunic and trousers, a vest,
Greatcoat,
Glengarry.
What's a Glengarry? What's a Glengarry?
One of them three-corner hats.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. And some boots to walk in?
And boots, yes.
Yeah. And then you go, where do you live? You live in the tents then this day?
Yes.
With other people, presumably?
Yes.
Yeah.
About 12 in our tent.
Yeah, yeah. But this was this in this summertime, wasn't it?
Yes.
So the weather wasn't too bad?
No.
Yeah.
So after we'd been in had 6 week training, this we all lined up and you had to say what you did. So I said I was a driver. So I got moved into transport.
Oh right. Yeah.
Best thing you ever did.
Yeah, that's right. But
and when I got there we had ordinary cars, civilian cars, what a big confiscated. That sounded a good word. And we had to go and have a driving test. That bloke too, man.
Yeah, this is your mate Ferguson, yeah. Eric Ferguson, who became a very good friend of yours through the army.
He'll pass you.
Yeah. yeah, but before your situation there driving, you had some training, didn't you?
6 weeks training.
Yeah.
And then I moved into transport.
What did the 6 weeks training consist of?
Well, taking Bengal pieces and putting it together. Mm. And rifle and bayonet, fixing all that.
A bayonet as well, yeah.
And sloping arms, you know, proper marching and stamping your feet.
Was there plenty of that? That sort of square bashing, was there a lot of that to do?
A lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They show you how to salute, did they?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. What about weapons training? Did they give you any weapons training?
Well, only to bring gun and rifle.
Yeah. And what, you had to fire at, what did you have to fire
we
at?
We had a target at Russell.
Mm.
We used firing to sea.
Yeah.
Targets were there. We lie down and fire at targets.
Yeah, what, both with the Bren gun and the rifle?
Bren gun and rifle.
Yeah.
I went rifle, because there were separate men for Bren guns.
You didn't fire the Bren gun?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I might have done one, but there were men trained for that.
Yeah.
We'd all had experience taking them bits and putting them together.
Yeah.
But then he were a Bren gun man and I were a rifle man.
Right. And were you any good at shooting?
Who?
You.
Yes, they were big targets.
They were big targets. So you hit the big targets, did you? Right, okay. What did you do any other training apart from the rifle and the Bren gun? Any other?
Only square bashing.
You
saw sandhills,
didn't you?
Eh?
Sandhills
at that. Oh, I drive on sandhills.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I wondered whether you did any more training with weapons apart from the guns.
Not once we moved into transport.
Okay. So
all you were doing then were maintenance and.
Yeah. 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 All right. So now.
I used to take all these young uns firing at Russell.
Yeah.
I used to go with them.
That's where the targets were, or the place for the shooting.
There's a big college there, isn't there?
Right. Whereabouts is that then, Ruben?
Near Fleetwood, between Fleetwood and Blackpool.
Okay. By this stage, Dunkirk had happened, had it?
Yeah, we were. When did I go?
When?
What date? In army.
You went in June.
June what?
About 20th, I
think. Eh?
About 20th of June,
yeah.
I think.
20th of June. Yeah. And do you remember anything about Dunkirk at that time?
No.
No, okay. So you're driving. What are you driving? Learning to drive at this stage, then, Ruben?
Well, at Blackpool, we were training driver. I was driving instructor, and Eric and we were driving instructors.
Oh, I see. Because you were an experienced driver.
Yes. And then we had a new lorry, a big one. I fetched it from where?
Donington.
Yes.
And a sergeant took me down for it. And I called it New Mills, coming back with this big lorry. And next morning, bloke drove ration wagon. He said they had all windows open, no canteen. Of course, he goes past and knocks all the windows off.
Yeah.
So then they give me a job.
Yeah.
I said, and said, well, he handled it all right. Have him. So I finished up on ration wagon.
Right.
And okay. He used to go to Preston every day for rations.
Mm. Yeah. Did you learn to drive anything else at that stage, or?
Well, we had track vehicles.
Yeah.
We had American vehicles. You had, oh, they turned round about, I don't know how many times before you got anywhere.
Right. What, with tracks on?
Well, no track. Did a very, wheel used to go around it, I don't know how many times before.
Yeah, before I move direction.
Because they said I would do it then. So when I got in and drove, I turned them in, I went up again, well, it won't go any farther.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we got used to it.
Yeah. but you said carriers, did you?
Then we had Port East up next, where they weren't going in. We ran it into back of the TV car, and they had a couple of
them. Yeah.
And they wound it in, using the platform now for taking these people out and going in.
Oh, right. Well, sort of a cable affair, was it?
Yeah. And it used to go on.
Yeah, yeah. So you've been driving those. And then a carrier?
And then, then 40, they went everywhere. And we used to have driving things like this with the back.
Yeah.
We had a lot of experience that way.
Mm.
And then we did away with them and bought us these light carriers.
Yes, they're Carden Lloyd carriers. Yeah, which you started to drive. Or learn to drive then at that stage.
Well, the only drive the tillers are not then better than we were. Carrier used steel and a wheel.
Yeah.
But with tillers, you can
yeah.
do that quicker than what you can do this.
Yeah. That's like with a tank, isn't it? They
yeah,
they drive.
Yeah. Well, there's not the old wheel and the GTR.
Yeah. And did you start to go to different places? Because your training had finished by this time, really, hadn't it?
Yeah.
But you were still in the same place?
Yeah, we were still at Moulton.
You went from Squaresgate to Moulton?
Yeah, from Squaresgate to Moulton.
2 years at Squaresgate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we went to Moulton. And you know that river? What's just flooded over? I wish you'd take that image.
The Derwent?
Yeah.
It's flooding all Yorkshire.
Yeah.
Well, that river, the officer, I was lucky, had just joined that platoon. And they were all gone. And they got them all out and marched them together and they said, right, jump in. And they were about six got down.
Really?
Really good swimmers because all weeds and things and bottom of they were not past them, the equipment.
Yeah.
They were a good swimmer from that and they were drowned.
So what happened after that? Did they say anything about that afterwards?
Well, they moved the officer what made it happen.
Moved him out of the way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where I come to March. The sergeant had me on the own. And we know we were watching me. And he kept trying to make me slow back. I couldn't slow back. And very good slow back. He was trying to
But you never mastered it.
But they wouldn't stand near me if I went it. In middle life, they should be aware because every time of mine, I had everybody sticking, changing stuff. And they should be aware.
You sound like the person that marches with his arm going forward at the same time as his legs.
But they should be aware, they wouldn't stand near me because I was put about just that. They won't know every time everybody was skipping, they had nothing stepping there.
Did you say something about the people that the drowned in the river? Did you say something about training for a burial detail or something?
That's what I actually remarked you
about. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Why did they... I mean, the circumstances that they drowned. Why do you think that was? You said because the weeds.
Weeds got fast on the equipment. I mean, they pulled packs, obviously, and gaiters and heavy boots.
Yeah.
Well, they just said, jump in. He wouldn't jump in, he didn't jump.
That's Eric, your mate. Yeah.
And he soon stopped jumping, and when he could see these others just filling in water, he just got moved, didn't he?
Yeah.
He just got up and said, no, jump in.
Could they have taken different precautions, do you think, before they...
They just drowned, they couldn't get at it.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just with weeds.
Yeah, yeah.
He wouldn't know as that had happened. He thought he was just about to swim across.
Yeah.
And they were fast flowing with the river.
But there was obviously some trouble after, because...
Well, he got weeds.
Yeah. Who was it? Do you know what his name was? Yeah. So it was Moulton. How long were you in Moulton, Reuben? Any ideas?
You were in Moulton in 1942 because when I saw the little boy, that's where you come for seeing it from Moulton.
1942 you were there?
And then you went to Mia in Wiltshire.
Yeah.
I was in Moulton in 1942 and then you went to Mia.
Yeah.
And then we went abroad from here.
Where was abroad?
France.
All right.
No, you went City Road. You went
to City Road. Yeah, we went to Mia.
And then you went
to Mia, and from Mia to City Road.
You went to a place called Warminster too.
Yeah. And I was come, and I got to set it up. And there was
This was, which year was this, would it be?
It was when D-Day was active, because I never heard from you. I went for weekend, is it taping?
Yeah.
So the D-Day and the army.
I went to City Moor just before the invasion, and I went for a weekend, and on the Sunday morning we got some leave and we walked up around, and this convoy never stopped all day going through.
Yeah.
And then I went back home and I never heard from you, and then I got a field card, British BAOR, British Army of the Rhine. It just said, I am
alright. Yeah. So let's go back a bit there then, Reuben, because you mentioned Mia in Wiltshire. I think Mia is Wiltshire or Somerset, somewhere down that way.
Wiltshire.
Yeah. Do you remember what happened, what was happening there?
Well, we were training at all then, you know, going on with carriers and pulling them.
Yeah.
They were training there. The, all them places we were training.
Special training for...
Yeah.
Yeah. Any specific training?
So officer come to me, he says, get that carrier mounted, and that's it, but don't bloody tell anybody after it.
And all this was in Mia. This was in Mia, this happened. And then you mentioned another place, you said Sittingbourne.
Yes, yeah, Sittingbourne. That's where the land of life.
That's where you
went.
Yeah.
Yeah. From Sittingbourne.
Yeah, so this must be getting on now to maybe 44 time.
And we ordered carriage onto railway wagons. We had to drive out railway wagon and turn around.
What did you think when you got the news, or how did you get the news that you were going overseas?
We didn't. We just went to docks. I mean, you just say, no, I get ready. You just have a way of going, and then you come. He said that every time I'm going on chair, you're not around him, you know. So
yeah.
I mean, you just went to where you were at dogs.
But what did Alice think when you were, you know, with all this situation going on? War's on, you're going overseas. Yeah. She's got one child at this stage or two?
Okay.
Have you got two children at this stage or one?
One.
Okay.
One.
Yeah.
No, we died.
Yeah, we lost one.
Oh, you lost one at this stage?
When he lived 12 months.
Right.
Born after two and he died after three.
Okay. So, was Alice anxious about you possibly going abroad at this stage?
She didn't. She just
go there after she stopped. Yeah, I see.
I just went for this one weekend.
Yeah.
And then I came, I just said to her, I came home, and then I never got any mail.
Yeah.
And I kept saying to my mother, I can't understand Ruby not writing.
Yeah.
And
you're then busy pushing her back.
Yeah. Just a little card, please. Just a little card.
Hmm.
And it said, I'm being, British Army of the Rhine, the AOR. And it just said, I am alright. And you just signed it.
So, okay, so at Sittingbourne then, you're just loading up onto something. Where did you go to load up for?
Anyway, I don't prefer them there, you can. All the shell boxes. I mean, we just put so many in one carrier, so many in another. And when we grew up to oil guns and we had to do maintenance, we waterproofing. We had a concrete pin made. Waterproofed, and we had to run through this water.
To test it? To test it?
To test it.
Yeah.
Well, my went all that, but it didn't last off. It kept showing it by the back, so I put the stuff it did later.
Yeah, yeah. This is later on when you get over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But where did you go from when you finally got on a boat to go overseas?
We call them all.
Well, that's London.
Yeah.
You went from London.
Yeah.
Yeah. What sort of date would that have been, Reuben? Any ideas?
D-Day
was 6th of June.
It wouldn't be so long after you went,
would
it? In June.
Yeah.
6th of June, D-Day. So it would probably be just before end of June when you went.
What do you...
There for D-Day, were you?
What do you remember of when D-Day happened, Reuben? Did you get news through newspapers?
No.
So there's no memories of that at all? No. So the first you knew is when they said, well, you're going overseas, get on boats and so on, you're getting on boats.
They didn't go off to test at all quarters and whatnot because we were training off television.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So Millwall docks you left from.
Yeah.
This must be about the third week of June, something like that. Yeah. Because we know what time you in fact left to go to France. Oh, the day that you arrived in France was about the 24th, 25th of June. Mm. So, what was the journey like over the sea?
Going across. Well, we were all down in Boston.
Yeah.
And the hammocks, we were sleeping in hammocks,
you
know. Yeah. And Galahad, it fell down to it, crashed down to the water.
Who did that?
Galahad.
Yeah.
To the door.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good mechanic and he wouldn't start till he got on his fingers.
Oh, right. Seems strange. So, what do you remember about going over on the boat? Did you see anything?
No, nothing. On the way over, we did see the occasional dead body floating.
Really?
Yeah, but they were always face down. Now, when we got abroad and you saw all the Germans dead, it didn't bother you at all. But as soon as you saw some of the English lay down, you know, it comes to you a bit stronger.
Bouncy, yeah. Yeah. Is there anything else you saw on the way over? Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And you were driving, as I say, Cardinal Lloyd at this stage. And which unit were you with? First Battalion East Lancs.
First Battalion Support
Company. Support Company, yeah, that's right.
There were martyrs in Support Company, and Brandon carriers in Support Company, and six pounders.
So you were down below. So what happens then when you eventually have got to go get off the boat?
Get it carried. I don't remember the orders down with carrier, what happened with him. I think we got it carried, the orders is onto this like a pallet.
Right, you got into the carrier first,
yes.
And then they loaded it down into and then you go towards the beach, presumably.
Beach. And this pallet thing, it had four motors on one of each carrier, but three of them had either been shut off, two of them had been shut off, and it weren't bouncing enough. So every time the carrier went off, it went back. So these motors